At one point, Keaton interjects to marvel that the four of them have only now found one another. Quote, I just didn't know how hilarious these women were or how we could have this kind of a conversation, unquote. She gestures in a Keatonian way. Quote, I mean, oh my God, unquote. There's always an element of both delight and caution in finding new friends later in life, and it's surely more complicated for celebrities. Steenburgen says actors are often surprisingly reticent about meeting new people or even going to parties. But she adds, quote, I actually want to be braver about everything, including friendships, unquote. Some subjects the film touches upon, life after retirement, relationships with adult children, and the ability to live independently, are serious. And yet the movie is light. The women date and find love. They eat ice cream. Book Club is not so different from younger girlfriend comedies like Girls Trip or Bridesmaid. And it could find a millennial audience like Fonda's Netflix series Grace and Frankie, whose young fans, parenthetically, like Miley Cyrus, post about how they're, quote, stoked, unquote, for the next season. Clearly, badass older ladies are having a moment. Just ask Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Joan Didion or Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Maybe they never went out of fashion. Fonda recalls filming the 1981 drama On Golden Pond, in which she starred alongside her father. She was fixing her hair in the mirror when the legendarily stylish Katharine Hepburn, then 74, took her cheek and asked, quote, what does this mean to you, unquote. Parenthetically, Fonda does a very good Hepburn. Quote, this is your box. This is how you are presented to the world, unquote. Confused at first, she realized Hepburn was annoyed that she wasn't paying attention to her style, to what she was saying with her look. Fonda says she did start paying attention, and she hired a stylist. She and her co-stars are certainly conscious of how they're perceived, but part of their appeal is that they don't seem self-conscious in the corrosive way that younger women can be. They make 70 look like the year women are liberated from all that idiocy. If that's not true, and they actually spend their nights fretting about wrinkles and the state of their upper arms, then maybe we'd rather not know. Let's just go with this movie fantasy, in which women get to march into old age with a posse of hilarious friends, a fierce wardrobe, and as much sex as they can handle.